Hello, lovelies. This is Miss Anne. I got a new microphone, but I'm not using it because it's a piece of garbage. But I'm so flattered that you've come to join me. Yes, you. So, shall we get started? Here we go. So, I've always been fascinated by how intimate of an experience I can create for a total stranger. How personal that moment must be for them. How vulnerable they feel. How incredible it feels for them to trust me, to let them inside their mind. I take pride knowing that I can stimulate positive feelings in someone. How I can relax, calm, soothe, and take the stress out of someone's day. It's a very potent form of communication, hypnosis. It delves deep into your subconscious, gives me access to your thoughts and feelings, it gives me control over your body. You let me in, and I get to rent your body and mind. The key to a successful hypnosis session is for the subject, that being you, to be not only willing for it to work, but to want it to work. The power of hypnosis lies in you. As cheesy as it sounds, you must believe in it. You must want it, and you must embrace it. Do you want it? Do that, and you will find yourself in trance, in a state of pure bliss and harmony. And I will take care of the rest. Trust me to take care of you, okay? I will guide you deep into a state of total relaxation. You will close your eyes and be in a world of darkness. My voice will guide you. It will be your light. Just listen to my voice, and I will show you the way. Now, in order for this to work, you're going to have to be totally free from any distractions around you. I suggest listening to this with headphones, as this will delve deeper with my voice. It will deliver my voice to your ears in a more intimate manner. The best way for this to work is for you to lie down in your bed, preferably naked, with your arms and legs spread gently apart. This position provides comfort and a good circulation of blood flow throughout your body. The light must be off, and you must again be totally free from any distractions. Any outside sound or thought that enters your environment and mind will come and it will go. But remember, you stay with me always. Yes? Good boy. Just you and me and my voice. So, let's begin. Or have we already begun? Close your eyes. I want you to start by taking a nice, fresh, deep breath through your nose, prolonging the inhale to 3 seconds, holding it for 3 seconds, and then releasing it through your mouth for 3 seconds. Let's begin. In, 2, 3, and hold it for 1, 2, 3, finally releasing it out, 2, 3. Let's try that again. Inhale, 2, 3, hold it, 2, 3, and then out. 2, 3. Very good. Now repeat this process. Get used to the pattern. The repetition of this action will gradually sink in. And as you breathe the air around you, I want you to imagine the air flowing into your body like a cool cleansing wave. Imagine it washing out any negative energy inside you as each breath fills your lungs. Picture it enveloping any negativity. And as you exhale through your mouth, I want you to imagine it gently escaping you. Feels nice, doesn't it? Calm, relaxing, peaceful. You can trust me here. There's plenty more to come. I promise. Now that you feel cleansed within your chest and breathing, we're going to focus on your body. Focus is going to be the key word here. First, you're going to pay attention to your feet and your toes. All of the attention is on your feet and your toes. Now I want you to clench your toes and feet and really focus on the level of discomfort that creates this tightness. Ready? Now clench and hold it. Hold it tight and release. Back to normal now. Focus on that sweet sensation of relief you get, that you can feel. Doesn't that feel lovely? Next, I want you to focus on your legs in their entirety, from your ankles to the tops of your thighs. We're going to repeat the same process. Ready? Clench all the muscles in your legs, your thighs, your calves, all tight. Focus on that pain and discomfort. Hold it, and release. Good. The muscles in the lower half of your body should be nice and loose. Take a moment to enjoy this feeling. Now we're going to move upwards to your torso. I want you to focus on your muscles, your stomach, your pecs. Imagine them. Really try to visualize them. Now as you tense them shortly, and think of that you're squeezing the negativity out of them. And as you release, I want you to visualize it moving through your skin and disappearing forever. Okay? Ready? Now clench. Feel them tense and tremble. Focus on that feeling. Hold it. And hold it. And hold it. And now release. Imagine that energy flowing away. I'm helping you drain it all away from your body, bit by bit. I will exhaust your body. Yes, you. Now we move to your arms and your hands. Same again. You're going to tense the muscles in your arms and form tight fists, squeezing that negativity out. This is the last one, and I will have flushed your body of it all. Ready? Now clench, hold it, and release. Now your body is totally limp and relaxed. You find yourself totally at ease, totally still, and stress-free. Your limbs now simply lay still, along with your body. You feel nothing above you, nothing beneath you. You're floating. In perfect harmony, you feel so good right now. I have brought you to this state. And as you lay still, with your eyes closed, listening to my voice, I want to tell you something. An asset that I have. More powerful and more controlling than my hypnotizing abilities, has been connecting with you all this time. Have you wondered why you've been so obedient? Why you've been listening to me so intently? My true power comes not from my choice of words, but from my voice. The seductive sound of my voice has taken hold of you all this time. It has controlled you. You are under my deep hypnotic spell. With every word I speak, with every sound I produce from my mouth, I've taken you over, inch by inch. You are all mine. Yes, you. Think about it. My voice is unique. No woman has the same voice as mine. No man has the same voice as you. Our voices are our own personal signatures. Mine is warm, sultry, and sweet. It hits all the right notes for you. This is why you have to let me in. Listen to me. Listen to my voice. Get in tune with it. Take it all in. You and my voice are connecting. As you lay perfectly still and calm, with your eyes closed in the dark, I want you to take a moment to ponder that darkness. That is all you have right now in reality, but it is my voice that has painted the pictures. It is my voice that brought you here. And where is here? Here is your mind, and my voice echoes throughout. Your brain has shifted its attention to the sound of my voice. My sound rules you. My voice is in control. My voice is the queen. Listen to me intently. Soak it all in. It is just you and me, all alone in the dark. My voice is so powerful that I can create an image in your mind. My personal sound will plant a seed, a thought, so vivid that it can cause you to feel a sensation physically. Let's try that. Imagine a tiny black ant on your right arm, the movements of its legs as it carries itself from one place to another. It's crawling up your arm. Imagine how it itches. It tickles. The sensation like a bead of sweat rolling across your skin. Can you feel it? With each step, it makes with its legs. Tiny, but there. You can scratch if you wish. Let's try something else. Imagine a lemon. Yellow, fragrant with citrus, plump. Feel it in your hand, its tiny bumps, its texture. And when you squeeze it, it's soft. It's filled with juice, and you know that juice is sour, and you start to salivate. My voice is like a paintbrush, crafting colors and images so vivid they become real. You can see things I create, and you haven't even opened your eyes. This is my playground that I have built for you, my world. Or is it yours? I must admit, I feel quite powerful. I have full control over you right now. This moment of your life is mine. The possibilities are endless, but don't worry. You are in my care, little boy. As I speak to you right now, my lips and my tongue are crafting my personal sound. Visualize my lips and my tongue, the inside of my mouth, the source of the song of my soul being broadcast to you right now into your ears. Imagine my voice moving down your neck, onto your shoulders, tickling your sides. Feel me tingle inside you. Feel me sit at your stomach in a ball just above your waist. The intensity of it. The power. Do you feel the weight on your stomach? It's there. It's not heavy, but it's there. It's exciting. And it's causing you excitement. Right now, as I speak these words, your cock is slowly inflating. The blood is flowing into your member. Your heart is beginning to race. My voice alone is stimulating your penis. Can you feel my voice? Me? Can you feel my voice inching closer to your cock? You need me. You're addicted to me. You want to please me. Yes, you. My good boy. Despite us being miles apart, maybe even oceans apart, despite us not even knowing each other, I can control you, your body, and your penis, and anything else I want. Your cock can hear me, and it is slowly standing to attention. As I say these words, I am imagining all of you listening. All the lurkers, the posters, everyone. I'm thinking right now of all of you and your bodies listening to my voice alone. The power of my sound has come from my throat and off my lips. I talk to people every day. I never thought that my voice could be so powerful that it would give you an erection. From now on, when you hear the word tense, you are to tense your cock. You're going to hold it until I say these words, and the word is release. Let's give it a try. Now you're going to tense and hold it. Hold it and release. Oh, good. Is your heart racing faster? Good. It will supply a nice steady flow of blood to your cock for me. Does it excite you when I talk about your penis like that? When I say the word cock, is it burning? Is it warm? Do you feel heat? Let's try it again. Now tense. And hold, hold, and release. I bet you, if you place your little finger right on the tip, you will feel moist. That excitement I've been stirring in you has been working. You're slowly dripping, oozing, making a mess. And it's all because of my voice. The way I've been saying my words has done this to you right now, brought you to this state. I'm going to build this anticipation and the excitement in you to the point where you are going to explode. I'm going to jerk you off with the sound of my voice. Right now, my voice is traveling into your ears and falling into your mind like a waterfall. I want you to imagine my voice is made up of tiny little molecules. And the more I speak, the more of these molecules are flowing into your mind, like water gushing down a waterfall, which with each word I say, more of them fall into place. My words simply supply your brain with them. Now you can see my words. I'm looking at my right hand right now as we talk, pinching my fingertips together, soft. Now I want you to think of my hand. I can imagine the weight of your hard cock in the palm of my hand, and it's quite a handful. You can see my hand begin to form. You feel the pressure around you, and you're not even touching yourself. I am. Now that my voice has crafted my hand for you, I'm going to touch you more. I want to see what you feel like. I want to get to know you. I can feel how warm you're getting. Has something been exciting you? And as I move my hand just above your waist, you're squirming. Stay still. I assume you're making a little mess by now. That's okay. It's nice to know I'm doing my job right. Can you feel me there? Grasping your thick, juicy cock. If I form a ring with my thumb and my finger and tightly grasp the base I can feel your heartbeat. I can feel you pulsating. I can feel your blood moving. And I can feel everything, how sticky you are. When I move my hand down and up. Whew. I take it you're nearly fit to burst, right? Can you feel my voice? My vibrations? My sound? My touch? Imagine it shooting straight down and filling you up. All that energy is now in your center. Can you feel the tingle in your balls? Are you ready to tense for me again? Ready? Tense. Tense. And release. Oh, I'm not done. Tense. And release. I want to drain you. I want you to release every inch and every ounce of yourself all over your stomach, your legs, everywhere. Let me do it with nothing but the sound of my voice. Let me use my sound, lips, tongue to please you. To come all over yourself with my words, my good boy. I'll count you down, and on one, you're going to come for me. Understand? I promise. Ready? 10. So close. Your cock and your muscles in the lower stomach are quivering. 9. 8. You're feeling heavy and swollen. It's throbbing and aching. 7. You feel your stomach muscles tense. 6. Your legs start to tense. 5. Can you feel me grasping you? 4. The softness of my touch. 3. All the way to the surface. 2. You can't hold it anymore. Are you ready? 1. Now you may come for me. And you better come all the way for me. Let it pulsate until you are empty. Until you cannot stay still. You're writhing in pure bliss and ecstasy. Good boy. Now let's breathe in and out. Remember to breathe in and out. You feel your body flushed and weak. You're content. I'm going to count down to 5 as we relax and I bring you to the surface. 5. You feel your chest rising and lowering as you breathe. 4. You feel lighter as you're coming to the surface. 3. You are aware of your surroundings. 2. You are free of all tension. And 1. Your eyes are open and you are feeling fantastic. You have been so good for me. That was nice, wasn't it? For me too. I hope you can visit me again and we can spend this time together. Goodbye, my lovely.